Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
The Bears got in some valuable work here in Foxborough on Monday, conducting a joint practice that lasted for 2.5 hours with the New England Patriots. It's the kind of workout that gives Coach John Fox and his staff a great opportunity to gauge the team's progress against a perennial Super Bowl contender.
You know, we experienced it a year ago in Indianapolis. I've done it in the past with other teams. You know, I think guys get kind of tired of banging on each other and seeing the same offense, the same defense, same kicking game every day. And, you know, it's kind of good to expose them to different stuff like you're going to get throughout the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, it's a professional team. I mean, these guys do it the right way. They're very sound. They're very good at what they do. They're very well coached. And they've been in big games, and they've produced. So, you know, us with a lot of new guys and a lot to prove, it's a good matchup for us.
Wide receiver Mark Mariani, who excelled last season while stepping in for some injured teammates, has picked up this year exactly where he left off. On Monday, Mariani made several nice catches against the Patriots.
He just makes catches. He makes plays. He's in the right spot. He does exactly what's asked of him. He's the ultimate team guy. So you got to have a lot of those guys on the team because you know that's what makes up the majority of their squad. So he's out there. He's making catches for us, and he's going to keep doing that.
On a hot and humid day here in Foxborough, the intensity level was very high, leading to a dust up between Alshon Jeffrey and Patriots cornerback Malcolm Butler.
Yeah, I think I know Bill and I both made a big deal out of it, and you know our agreement was anything happened like that, they're out, and they were.
The Bears and Patriots will return to the practice field on Tuesday for a second joint workout. Stick with ChicagoBears.com on our official mobile app for complete coverage.